The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The iconic phone box is back. Henry McKean is going to reveal all in just a moment. But Henry, you probably remember these very well, do you?
I do. I mean, I grew up in Ireland and obviously the UK, and I remember the classic, I think it's called a K6 over in the UK, the kind of red ones, the ones you see in movies. But the Irish one too, I remember them quite well. I remember moving here and setting up a garden business. Well, I was a teenager with a lawnmower, and I used to put a little business card inside the phone box, and it was called Green Fingers. And I got an angry phone call from Telecom Erin's saying, never do that again. You're not allowed to advertise inside the phone box. But that's what we used to do. It was illegally advertising. And I used to reverse the charges.
So did you get much work?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Because back then, in the early 90s, people didn't have mobile phones except for really, really wealthy people. Mobiles didn't really take off perhaps until the year 2000. And I used to reverse the charges as well to my parents, and they would refuse to accept the charges. And that meant, that was code for, please, would you give me a lift from the train station. So I have really kind of fond, nostalgic memories of the classic phone box. Today, Air, formerly Telecom Erin, and I think they were Aircom, and then Posts and Telegraphs, and I might have forgotten the name in there too, they donated a rare K1 phone kiosk to the Little Museum of Dublin. And the K1 actually precedes the state. That's how old they are. They're about 100 years old. And we're looking at that. We're looking at the iconic phone box returning to public life. I met this man who renovates them. He's a former maintenance man, and he got emotional.
Good afternoon. I'm Brian Collins. I'm one of the people who helped restore this kiosk about 10 years ago to repaint it, renovate it, reglaze it. And then in recent times, I was involved in getting the old AB box into a working condition. And thankfully, we've had success, and delighted to be part of the unveiling going forward here in the Little Museum of Dublin. And I hope many people will enjoy the memories.
We're getting a little bit emotional for you. Yeah. This is a labour of love.
Yeah. This is completely a labour of love for me. I worked for 28 years and enjoyed every day. And now it's great to see that it has come back to life and remain here for many years to come. And that's it, so it's good to see.
Well, congratulations, because you've gone to so much trouble. And it's 100 years old. The fact that you've managed to get it working again, an unbelievable feat. For you, what is it you love about old-fashioned phone booths or phone kiosks? And tell me, did you used to ring girls in them when you were a teenager?
I used to kiss girls in them.
You used to kiss girls?
Yeah, and if I couldn't get in because of a queue, I'd go behind the box.
You'd go behind,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. But, I was involved in the maintenance of them, and I travelled around the country, north, south, east and west. And it was just great. You'd often see queues of people outside the phones waiting to make their calls. And it was the only form of communication all those years ago.
Well, he used it for kissing. You used it for advertising. This listener says they were great. Somewhere to take a toilet break and a night out. That's disgraceful,
wow,
isn't it?
I mean, just
sometimes they would stink when you went into them.
Just wee in the street. I mean, that's far more.
Yeah, that's what the street is for, isn't it, Henry?
Well, I mean, weeing in the street is not good either, but don't it in a phone booth. I mean, they can't do it in a phone booth anymore because there's so few of them.
Can kids work these phone booths?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, they've grown up without them. They got quite confused. I met the boys from Drimna Castle. 7 of them squeezed in. Could they figure out how to make a call? So I'm here with the kids from Drimna Castle Primary School. You've all managed to squeeze into this kiosk, K1, the first of its kind in Ireland, and there's only 2 left. What do you think of phone boxes?
I think that it's very historical. There's used to be phones like this compared to what we have now.
It's just very cool. And someone just woke up one day and said, I'm going to make a phone.
I think it's mad the way that they like used to have these compared to what we have now.
And now you've got a computer mobile phone in your pocket.
I think it's really nice how they evolved from this to like the mobile phones with flat screens and all, with all the games and all, and how this, you could just call people.
It's amazing how it is that a big box with a phone in it, we just have a phone that's as tiny as something like this, and we just can hold it in our hands, but this thing's like big.
7 of you all squeezed into this phone booth.
What do you think?
I think it's crazy how the phones used to be like this. It's really historical to see how it's the phones used to be then compared to now.
Can you show me how the phone works? What do you do?
Well, you put in a phone number.
So can you try and maybe ring your mum for me?
All right.
Hope she doesn't mind.
Look, you have to flick the numbers.
Any idea how to work it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to put the numbers
like this.
So
like
that. And then once it gets to that.
Yeah, and then you press a button.
And then you go like that. Something like that. So basically you put in your finger and then like put in the numbers.
So what's
the number?
Like OE5.
It's confusing, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, it's very confusing. So basically,
and it's also interesting.
Yeah.
So first, wait a second.
No, look, wait yeah, till yeah, the yeah. this, look. So
first
you turn
put
it around. Yeah. Now, wait till it gets to the zero. And then you put your finger in.
I don't think you know what you're
doing. No.
Then you put A5 and then whatever.
No, it's like this. So basically, maybe if you put 4, you have to put it down. Then you put 2, then you have to put it down. And then you put 6, you have to put it down like
that. Yeah, actually.
All right, bit of confusion there from the kids from Drimna Castle. They struggled a little bit. You answered the call, though.
I did. You know, I did answer the call. I squeezed in, and Kieran, you know I'm slightly overweight, and these
I wouldn't say that. You're big-boned.
They were designed for skinny people 100 years ago. Here we are in the telephone box.
Daryl Henley-Rooney, I'm Deputy Curator at the Little Museum of Dublin.
Daryl, we're both actually in this phone booth, and if you want, you can ring HR because it's very tight. Back in 1925, people were much thinner. This really is an iconic piece of history, this K1 telephone box.
Absolutely, it's the oldest telephone kiosk here in Ireland. It was a British design. It came here in the 1920s, and there's only two left here in Ireland, this one and its sister, which is in Fox Rock Village in Dublin. And I suppose it's just such an iconic piece of street life here in Dublin. It was originally located on Parkgate Street, so you can imagine some of the interesting characters who would have actually used this phone box, particularly being located down there.
Very interesting characters.
Politicians, absolutely. We can use our imagination to think about who was in this. And then later, it moved to Dawson Street, just around the corner, across from the Royal Hibernian Way. So, you know, it would have been used in day-to-day life, not just for phone calls, but for other things as well. But as you say, if you could squeeze into this phone box, it would have been an interesting engagement.
We've got the original phone here.
Yes.
We're expecting a call, aren't we? It's ringing.
It's ringing.
It still works. I mean, this is a real phone like it was back in 1925. Will I answer?
If you want to answer, yeah.
Okay. Hello? Oh, they've hung up.
But you know what? It's actually really, the really nice thing, Henry, is it forces you to be patient, to enjoy the art of a conversation over the phone, that you have to wait a minute, you know, or so to actually dial it up and then wait. You have to wait about 10 seconds before you can actually have the conversation then and it engages. So I think it's something that gives us a really tangible connection to our past. You know, it's not just about telling a story. It's you're quite literally, you're in touch with the past. And you're reliving an experience from the past that I think is just far more. You're far more in the moment.
So he is obviously a lover of the phone box. You are a lover of the phone box. Why do people in general love them? Is it a nostalgia thing?
I think so. And I think it brings us back to a simpler time. Everything's so complicated with these screens. There recently at that Barack Obama talk, he talked about 15 years ago, we didn't have smartphones and we were all happy. That's, you know, one good thing I took from his talk. But yeah, the phone box man, Brian Collins, has dedicated his life, well, his recent years, to phone boxes, and he renovated the other K1 phone box in Fox Rock.
I'm a child of the 60s, and growing up in the 70s, they were a staple part of our lives, phone and home, and they were everywhere. And you need a big phone call, you got to go into a phone box. You didn't have a mobile phone, so they were part of growing up. And people of my age, born in the 60s, would have fond memories of them. The roof is different to what we're used to. It's got a beautiful big ball on the top, and it's kind of like a pyramid shape with a ball on top, and lovely design, beautiful design, but they got simpler after that, with just a plain nearly flat roof on it. But there was no signage on it either. There was no telephone sign or anything on them at the time.
So you just knew it was a phone box?
Absolutely. I mean, there was no mistaking it. Yeah, yeah. But they were a thing of beauty. And as there's only two left in the country, and I'd say probably very few left in England as well, they would be extremely rare.
A couple of weeks ago, says Laura in Sligo, I saw a group of Japanese tourists taking pictures of each other using the phone box on the street in Sligo town. It's not even one of the cute old-fashioned phone boxes. It's just an open, modern phone stand. Catherine says, if anyone has one of the old phone box buttons with A and B, I take it off their hands. I absolutely love them. If somebody has, get in touch. We'll put you in touch with Catherine. During the 90s, says Tony in Cork, I was in the naval service and we would run up the hill in Skull to use the phone before it was full of coins from other sailors using it, and also to have a few pints in the Bunratty. So says Tony. And somebody here says, Henry missed a trick when he answered the phone there, because if he was being genuine, we all called out our number when we picked it up. So that would have made it more authentic.
Yes, yeah. And you didn't have to put the actual local code back then.
Does the K1 stand for?
So this is really interesting. Here is Pat O'Sullivan, Director of Support Services at InAir. And I asked them exactly that. Why are they called K1?
K is for Kiosk, and that's the first version of it. And that's, they were in England first, and then obviously we had come out of the old P&T, but we still had, it was called the P&T, so it was still the Post and Telegraph, so it still held all the pre-War of Independence, all of that legacy stuff in terms of payphones. So that was the first one. I actually came into payphones in 1995 as the operations manager for all telephone boxes in the Dublin area.
Wow. So back then, I mean, it was call cards. It was, I think it was 20p to make a call back then, was it?
Absolutely, yeah, for 3 minutes. But there was you had cash phones, which are the Sodexo phones, which only took coins. And then you had the green call cards. They were a call phone. They were a French Schlumberger phone, and that only took call cards. So the evolution of that, which was the Trilogy phone, which had to be brought in for the introduction of the euro, was the actual cash call card and credit card all under one phone. I was born in 1964, really showing my age now. But I mean, back in the day, the actual payphone was actually the only centre of communications for most of the urban and rural. And you would see queues forming out, and you'd have people banging on the door, hurry up, I need to make a call. And there was a way back in the day which was called tapping, and anybody of my generation would understand
tapping.
So tapping was there, you actually tapped out the numbers and you dialed the zeros. And by doing that, the old technology was step by step in the exchange. So it was a relay. So by doing that, you fooled the actual relay in the exchange to thinking that you had put money in, and it gave you a free call. Now what that caused was obviously all the kids ringing their girlfriends and all, but to be on the phone for 20 minutes, half an hour, 3/4 of an hour, big huge queue outside, loads of people getting really annoyed and angry, you know. And yeah, it was, but it was good fun. But it was just one of those things back in the day. Of course, soon as it was copped on, technology came in to stop it happening. But for the time, it was just brilliant. You know, you talk to young kids today, the idea that your phone doesn't travel with you, that you can't be contactable 24 hours a day instantly. And now it's not about phones. People don't make phone calls. They do voice messages. It's instant data. It's IM. You know, payphones are just, they're a legacy. They're fabulous memory, but they're of their time.
I remember going up the road to the phone box to phone my pals by tapping the phone. Says that listener.
A bit of tapping.
Exactly. That's what he was talking about. In my village, we have a phone box that's been converted into a book depository. A phone box would not last 5 minutes in most locations around Dublin now. And happy memories of ringing random numbers and asking to speak to Tony Wall, Peter Wall. There are no walls in the house, but get out before the roof falls in. Anyway, Henry McKean, thank you very, very much for that trip down memory lane.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.